Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
My testimony, what you asked and what I responded to, was that he kicked me off because of my bias. I'm stating to you, it is not my understanding that he kicked me off because of any bias, that it was done based on the appearance. If you want to represent what you said accurately, I'm happy to answer that question, but I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. I don't appreciate having an FBI agent with an unprecedented level of animus working on two major investigations during 2016.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
All right, that could be one meme coming off yesterday's event. A Dom Giordano program. I was struck watching this yesterday by the guy with the mustache, circa 1970s porno films, and the Chris Farley, not exactly a lookalike, but the guy straight behind Strzok yesterday. It was amazing. But a lot of big themes, a lot of things did get settled here, in addition to finally seeing how smug this guy was. Incredibly smug. And to see the Democrats' usual tactics of delay, point of order, scream things out, say this guy deserves the Purple Heart. One theme, though, I wanted to talk about, that Democrats think in their bubble, but America knows them. One theme they used yesterday, and I want to play this guy, Ted Lieu. This is a congressman who is very, very much more to the left than most of the people there yesterday, Bill. This will be cut 17. Listen to what he said, his takeaway from this yesterday. It's one of the big themes. There were three or four that I got out of this, and we'll get your reaction. Here's what he said about Republicans not respecting law enforcement.
We're going to know at some point what the Robert Mueller investigation found. We already know about the Hillary Clinton emails because there's been an exhaustive investigation into that, plus this IG report. And what we're seeing now is an attack on law enforcement. When I was prosecuting cases, I know that when defendants don't have the facts or evidence on their side, they resort to attacking law enforcement. That's what we see happening now.
An attack on law enforcement. Now, you might think, man, Democrats, who is counseling these people? Is America ever going to believe the Republican Party, Trump, and all the others are attackers rather than supporters of law enforcement? When we know that the Democrat Party for some time has been captive to the ACLU, Black Lives Matter, every group out there always looking at the foibles of police, and on the other side of it, many times looking at all the people that are engaged in criminal acts as people that are misunderstood. So that was one theme yesterday. There was a lot of stuff saying yesterday, and after it was over, Democrats saying, this debunks that stupid deep state stuff. And Strzok tried to do this when he told us yesterday, how dare you say that my bias, look, I would agree with him. Everybody has bias. That's not the point. This just reeked of bias, not just toward Trump. Here's where the smugness comes in. It's not just Trump. This guy doesn't like a large class of Americans. That's what came through. He's better. He's smugger. He's smarter. You smell the Walmart comments, the back and forth. But Democrats are saying today, this shows that the so-called deep state is just another conspiracy, wild imagination of Republicans. Is it? Now, knowing how widespread this is, I'm not going to say that, but it's clear when he said yesterday during his testimony that bias could never influence these cases. You had this one above me, stop it. He was making decisions. He was in charge. The people above him, McCabe, Comey, and others, were also involved. You don't need every single FBI person to be part of this. You just need key people. And it's clear that's exactly what was going on here. He also tried to say he's not biased, you know, conveniently setting up a definition other than he knows this. He's an FBI agent. In law school, back at Rutgers Law when I was there, the first thing they told you, it's the reasonable man, reasonable woman standard. You can't say it's not biased just because you don't want to say it's bias that influenced all this. Here's a question, and we'll put you first in line. Anybody, would you be okay with this man doing an investigation on you? In other words, did this guy come across as someone who could be trusted with the power we give to FBI, FBI agents, people probing, investigating, rooting through your life? Would anybody say, oh, sure, this guy would be fine? He's above all this. Okay, here's a couple of other things that happened. Now, Laura Ingraham last night made a good point about Louis Gohmert. Gohmert is a darling of talk radio and all this stuff. I've met him. He's a very personable guy several times. And as much as watching Stroke yesterday, you just wanted to reach out and say, you, what he did strategically, as much as it was cathartic to have somebody bring up his unfaithfulness and to say, were you using that smirk, that lie, while you were talking to your wife and then texting Paige, okay? Not the best strategically. Laura Ingraham made that point last night, that that's not the takeaway you want from. I get it, though. Seeing this guy and seeing how he's hiding behind the FBI and seeing how we still haven't gotten to the bottom of this, Paige testifies today. Here's the moment, though, with Gohmert, where they get into it around the issue of when you were unfaithful to your wife, did you have that same kind of smirk, that same kind of thing that we're seeing? Here's how it sounded.
I've talked to FBI agents around the country. You've embarrassed them. You've embarrassed yourself. And I can't help but wonder, when I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous.
The credibility of a witness
is always...
Okay, so, yeah, it was cathartic. I'll admit it. I'm watching that and thinking, yes. Strategically, I'm saying no. All right, now, a couple of other things that happened, too, with the testimony yesterday, in addition to invoking his wife. Here's where Strzok tries to clarify. You can smell the Trump supporters here when he was in that Walmart. And several times around, people took him to task on this, and it was obvious. This guy crawls with it. That's why I always say I like longer campaigns, longer testimony. Let it go on forever. Because what happens is people reveal themselves. And this guy revealed himself pretty much right out of the box. He's the one that's angry. He's not going to give you with the FBI. How dare you impugn the FBI? So here's a little bit of that back and forth over clarifying the smell Trump supporters. Here's what he said.
On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support, and smell is in capital letters, all capital letters. What does Trump support smell like, Mr. Strzok?
Sir, that's an expression of speech. I clearly wasn't smelling one thing or the other. What I was commenting on is living in Northern Virginia.
What does that mean?
What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And you described that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in a text.
All right. So earlier,
seen or heard.
Okay. So earlier you had texted Ms. Page on that another part of Virginia, Loudoun County, which is, I think, in Northern Virginia, is, quote, still ignorant hillbillies, end quote. Is that what you meant?
No, sir, not at all.
That you consider Trump supporters to be ignorant hillbillies?
Not at all.
What did you mean by that?
Well, sir, the first thing I'd tell you is a proud Fairfax County resident. There's a healthy sort of competition between Fairfax and Loudoun. Second thing I would tell you is that in no way did I or do I believe any resident of Loudoun County or Southern Virginia or anywhere else in the nation are any of those things.
Well, why are you saying all this stuff then? Okay, we go back and forth. We go round and round with this yesterday. So again, through a partisan lens, I'll admit it. This guy, the smugness of it. You would think, though, the average American, those aside from the two partisan sides, all right, there's a lot of people in the middle. Seeing this would say, this is a nightmare. To think that the FBI has this sort of animus, that it's so clear and so many of them, the things that they're talking about, and no, this was happening during my show yesterday. We're not going to believe that you, when you said we will stop it, that you meant the American people will stop the election of Donald Trump. You were trying to stop it, and you were trying to screw it up afterward with McCabe and Comey and Page and others. That's what is so disconcerting here. Now, Jim Jordan, who is the best guy, this will be cut 14 out of all this, and the guy who's being under incredible fire over this wrestler stuff, he got the one new thing yesterday, and I think on Hannity last night or somewhere, he emphasized, yeah, I think it was on Hannity, that the FBI yesterday admitted where they got part of this dossier from. I'd like to not say that word for another 5 years. Dossier. All right, here is Jordan breaking down the nugget that came out of yesterday.
The top DOJ official Bruce Ohr actually hands parts of the dossier to the FBI. And remember, Bruce Ohr's wife, Nellie, worked for Fusion GPS, who was paid by the Clinton campaign to put this entire dossier together. This is the first time, to my knowledge, that the FBI has admitted they got parts of the dossier from Bruce Ohr, a fellow DOJ employee. That's scary.
All right, that's the nugget that I got that came out, other than the back and forth, other than seeing this guy in action, that we learned that yesterday that hadn't been locked down before. All right, one word before we take calls. A stroke in his opener. So this wasn't under withering fire or anything. This in his opener tried to make the other play. So far I've identified Democrats saying Republicans hate law enforcement, right? That's what a takeaway is from this, right? Yeah, we'll remember that. We know here in Philadelphia who's on the side of law enforcement because of the Republican animus to what went on here with this guy and others. I hope McCabe has to test. I just want to see more smugness so we get the sense of how arrogant these people are with the power they had. The deep state doesn't exist. That's the Democrats' line after yesterday. And they resent hearing all that stuff. And then the thing that he said in the beginning, of course, we had to bring Putin into this. The other Democrat talking point is this all helps Putin. Now, this is the party that aids and abets socialism. This is the party that arguably way back over the years has aided and abetted and been weaker on the Soviet Union even. And yet now the argument is Republicans are helping Putin by having this smug former FBI agent in the dock yesterday. Putin is loving this. He's behind this. It helps him. Here's what Strzok said.
The honest truth is that Russian interference in our elections constitutes a grave attack on our democracy. Most disturbingly, it has been wildly successful, sowing discord in our nation and shaking faith in our institutions. I have the utmost respect for Congress's oversight role, but I strongly believe today's hearing is just another victory notch in Putin's belt and another milestone in our enemy's campaign to tear America apart.
So we are looking at this smug jerk, finally, that despises and reeks with this, can't even control it yesterday. And the argument is that's helping Putin. All right, coming up, your calls, and we'll play you the Democrat who said that Strzok yesterday deserves the Purple Medal of Honor, the Purple Heart. For what was done to him yesterday. Was that a lynch mob? Or were these people just seething that finally we've seen this guy who had this incredible power And yet he's still hiding behind the FBI.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.